To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. With the state's health system in crisis and rising COVID-19 hospitalizations, Governor Jared Polis says he's for local governments taking tougher steps instead of the state. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Starting Wednesday, Denver joined several other metro counties by reinstating a mask mandate for all public indoor spaces. Polis says he prefers local governments take the lead when it comes to requiring masks.
We've taken a line here where we are supportive of our local communities in recognition that we have a very diverse state.
Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations are now at a record high for 2021. Most are unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Some 20 nurses and other medical professionals from the Department of Defense are headed to Fort Collins for the next month. They'll help ease a pandemic staffing crunch at UC Health Poudre Valley Hospital. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The team of medical professionals was dispatched from the Federal Emergency Management Administration after a request from Governor Jared Polis. The UC Health Network is caring for about 350 COVID-19 patients, close to a new record for the year. The extra workforce will help free up Fort Collins personnel to assist with staffing needs in Loveland and Greeley. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More Colorado ski areas are opening for the holiday weekend. Crested Butte Mountain Resort opens today. Aspen and Snowmass start their season tomorrow. Powderhorn near Grand Junction is Friday. And Steamboat opens Saturday. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have the chance for snow through this afternoon. This is CPR News.